Oh, it's a good time of the week when we talk to our American correspondent, Dick Fane. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Just watching a couple Aussies play golf right now. I tipped Jason Day this week as my BMW guy. He's hanging in there. But, boy, Mark Leishman continues to really, really play well, as he's done all summer long.
Yeah, five to play for Jason Day, mate. He's in a tie for ninth at that BMW Championship. And Mark Leishman, he had the hot sticks this morning, mate. Minus nine with an opening round of 62, and he leads by three.
Yeah, Leishman looks great. The question with Leishman always is, can he close? I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Seemingly over the last couple, 3 months, he's put himself in great position to a chance to win the Tour Championship in the FedEx Cup. But, boy, he's got to be able to pull it out on Sunday on the back nine. He certainly did not do that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Now, mate, how did week one of the NFL go?
Honestly, it was a dud. It was a fat dud. I mean, I'm always going to be straight with you guys. And, you know, we did have a couple of good games. Obviously, when you have 15 games played, you're going to have a couple of good ones. You would just hope that there was, you know, closer to 7 or 8 good games out of 15. And really, you had the first game of the week, really the stunner, which was the Patriots losing at home on the night that, you know, they lower the banner and they celebrate their Super Bowl championship. They really showed some defensive issues in that game, and Alex Smith ripped them apart. Kareem Hunt did some great things on the ground for Kansas City as well in getting that victory. So that's a bit of a concern for the Patriots. I'm kind of feeling good that I didn't tip them to go to the Super Bowl, but it's only one out of 16 games, and the Patriots will very likely right the ship and be there with a good chance in the end. And then the second good game was Denver and San Diego, and that was the last game. I guess I should say Los Angeles now. They're not San Diego anymore. The Chargers moved north by about 2 hours to Los Angeles, and that game was decided by a blocked field goal in the last seconds. But otherwise, it was some pretty bad football where defenses really pushed around the offensive lines for a lot of teams.
Okay. Mate, later on this morning, so 10:25 our time, Dick, we've got Cincinnati, the red-hot favourites, $1.40, up against Houston, $3. And my question here is, can you see any value in the $3 Houston, considering would they be trying to do it for their area? I mean, the southern states have absolutely copped it regarding the hurricane.
Yeah, and, you know, that was the narrative last week that, hey, Houston was playing at home. They were going to be all fired up, opening up the season, trying to play for their, for their flooded city. And, boy, they laid an egg in that first game. And so maybe it almost backfired on them a little bit. And now they get away from home. And I almost think it may have the opposite effect this week, where now they're away from home. They don't have the eyeballs on them. They don't have the pressure on them of the home fans. And maybe they can play a little freer. Their coach made a bizarre decision. You do not see a starting quarterback benched in the first game of the season ever. And not only did you see it in the first game of the season for Houston last week, you saw it in the first half of the first game of the season. They decided to go with their rookie, their top pick, Deshaun Watson, who won the national championship for Clemson. He's a very talented player, but it's going to take him a long, long time. I think the six there maybe intrigues me. The points might intrigue me a little more than the line. Cincinnati should get this game at home, but I could see it coming in at 6 points or less. So I might lean towards Houston and the points in this game.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're getting 6.5 start Houston. So your suggestion is take that at the line. Take the 6.5 start.
Yeah, because Cincinnati, I mean, they were terrible last week. Their offensive line was awful. Houston's defensive line should be much better than Cincinnati's offensive line. So I think points are going to be hard to come by in this game. As you see, the over-under is really low. It's about 37, which is about as low as you'll ever see an over-under. And so when I saw that, I was like, boy, a 6-point spread, 6.5-point spread on a game that's supposed to be that low scoring, that seems a little large to me.
Mm. And my two amazing baseball feats accomplished this week.
Oh, yeah. One a team and one an individual. The team record. We've been playing baseball in the States for a long, long time. It's by far the longest running professional sport here, and well over 100 years. And the Cleveland Indians have won their 21st game in a row. I mean, just think about that for a second. That's almost going 1/7 of a season without losing a baseball game. They are absolutely smoking now, and they are the team – They have Vegas has now put them at number one on the odds list to win the World Series. I think that's a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction to the. I still don't think that they're my favorites to win it all, but they are certainly playing the best baseball of all right now. And so keep an eye on the Indians, see how long that they can keep that winning streak up. And then Rhys Hoskins, who's a guy that's nobody'd ever heard of just 35, 40 days ago. He's for the Philadelphia Phillies, first baseman. He has set the all-time record for most home runs in the first 35 games of a career for any player who has ever played the game. He has hit 17 home runs in his first 33 games. He is averaging a home run every two games, blowing away the major league record by five. I mean, the most home runs through 35 games is 12, and he's got 17 to start a major league career. Unbelievable to watch him. He might be a backdoor guy for Rookie of the Year, even though he's only played like the last third of the season.
Mm. And my question without notice, and I'm sure I've asked you this before, Dick, in terms of sport technology in the US, do the spectators blow up about it all the time, or is it accepted?
Sports technology as far as what?
You know, determining decisions. The technology that helps decision-making in your sports.
Yeah,
does everyone blow up at it and want to get rid of it?
Well, as far as instant replay goes, I think that you have two sides. I think fans, for the most part, want to get the call right. So, yes, they want to see the call right. That's the most important thing. The problem is we don't understand why it's taking the officials so long. Mm. That's the problem. So, because we're sitting here on our couch watching a replay and we're like, oh, yeah, well, that was clearly a catch. It only took us 5 seconds to determine that. And it's taken the professionals like 3 minutes. It's like, what are they waiting for? So I wish they would kind of shorten it up and really only have maybe a minute max to be able to go over, and whether it's via their phone, if they can just pull it out right there and watch a replay, or however they need to expedite the game a little bit more. But I do like getting the calls right. There's no question about that.
And just a quick one, mate. Your NFL coaches have two challenges, do they?
Yeah, they have two. And if they get the first two correct, then they get a third.
Right.
But only if they get the first two correct, which, you know, to me seems a little bit odd. I would think that if you continue to get challenges correct, why shouldn't you be able to have a fourth?
Yeah.
I mean, if there was three bad calls against you in a game, you challenged them all and you won them all, why should you be penalized and not be able to be given a fourth chance to challenge if you were right on the first three? That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, well, you've got the same problems in your game as we've got in our game, quite clearly, Dick. It's nice to see that we're not the only people with some issues regarding technology in sport. Good on you, mate.
See you, guys.